One great way to hear your body talk at this early hour of the morning is to talk to someone who knows plenty about bodies and making them do what you choose to make them do, not just suffering the way the body happens to be, but saying, I'm in charge of this body, my brain is operating the body, so I'm going to tell it what to do and I'm going to respect it and still make it do what I need it to do. How do you do that, though? How do you become that kind of a person? And if you're over a certain age, should you really be forgetting about it and just calming down like so many people say? Karen McCoy knows a lot about this, and she would like to share it with us this morning. Karen, welcome to Perth, Western Australia.
Thanks, John. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
You have written a book entitled One Rep at a Time, and you explain your personal journey, which has not been an easy one, with the extra burden you've had to carry in your life, and tasks, and most people would say, right, well, if I've got any trouble or any issues, I'll just kind of give up. But this has actually made you stronger, and you're sharing your information. Tell us a bit about it.
Yeah, well, you know, I've been in the fitness field for about 30 years, and of course, I wanted to write a fitness book, so I actually had the whole book written, and I have quite a large following of women out this way on Vancouver Island in Canada, and they read the book and went, oh, this is great, but we want you to tell your story. We know your story. So I actually tore up the whole book and started over again.
Wow.
And my story is basically in my 20s and 30s, I started strength training. I started weight training because I came from a really dysfunctional background, and I fled home in my teens and moved across Canada out to Banff, Alberta, which was a mecca for sports, and there were women doing sports, which I had never seen before, and doing strength training and the amazing physiques they had. So I got into strength training, and what it did was it helped me reconnect with my power. You know, it was great, the aesthetics of it and the feel of it, but more than anything, it helped me to feel confident and powerful again because I just felt so lost in my life. And I did that and competed in bodybuilding in my 30s when bodybuilding was fairly new, and did fairly well at it. And I've always been a natural athlete. And
now, bodybuilding was so new then that to be doing it, people probably would have looked at you like you're a bit crazy, perhaps, or I'm sure they would have suggested all sorts of ideas.
Of course, and that's why I did it. I did it because I think I was still rebelling against my dad. So I've always kind of been a lone wolf. I've always liked to do things that are outside the norm, and I've always kind of been a bit of a rebellious person. So strength training was ideal for me. It was unique. There weren't a lot of women in it, and I'm a very small person. I'm only 5'2". I competed about 110 pounds. But I just loved the feeling of being able to assert myself over the weights, and I felt in control and powerful, and I loved the fact that I could carve and shape my body the way I wanted to because I had a pretty average physique. I was a little bit chubby, and I got into bodybuilding and ended up winning the overall provincials, and so I really enjoyed it.
Did you?
And then I fell out of it. I got...
Did you set out to win an award? Was that part of the plan, or did you just set out to achieve a personal goal?
Well, no, I set out to win. I remember going around to the local businesses where I lived and saying to them, if you'll help sponsor me, because it gets pretty expensive when you have to compete, especially the food. If you'll sponsor me, I will give you a picture of me coming in top three.
Wow.
And they said, how do you know that? And I said, I just know it. I'll do it. So not only did I come in top three, but I won the overall. And so I had all these pictures made up with me and my trophy. Honestly, John, I don't know what it was. All I knew was that this is something that I needed to do, and I was going to go in there and be top three. So, and I was told I could never win a provincial contest drug-free. And that was what ticked me off, and that's what really made me drive to go and get it done.
So being drug-free, we're talking about steroids. So you just said, I'm just going to go all natural. I'm going to eat the food that I need to eat. And, wow, you got to eat a lot of food. That's what surprises me with bodybuilding and getting fit. You need to eat a lot of food to get thin.
Well, it depends on the person. I always say to my female clients, you know, if you're 5'10", you're lucky you get to eat more than us 5-foot tours. I was still only eating between 1,400 and 1,800 calories a day, doing cardio, but you're eating 5 to 6 times. And back then, we didn't even have protein powders.
Yes.
So it was egg whites. We didn't even have packaged egg whites. I had to buy cartons of eggs, dry curd cottage cheese, tons of chicken. It was all full food. I took no amino acids. There wasn't any of that stuff around. I didn't do fat burners. I've never done fat burners. It was the basics of training and eating, and that's what it was. So, yeah, definitely I call myself an organic competitor.
Talk about natural.
Because everything is organic.
That's right. What
What's
did you
that?
Do? Well, you're supernatural because, I mean, it's supernatural.
Oh, totally.
That sounds crazy, doesn't it? You were very natural. What did you do with all of the egg yolks? Because you bought all these cartons of egg whites. What happened to the yolks?
Well, it's funny you should say that. You know, for a while I was throwing them out, and then I felt guilty, so I started feeding them to my dog. I had an Alaskan Malamute, and his in about 2 months, his hair started falling out.
And that was dear, all right.
But that, I took him to the vet, and he said, are you feeding your dog raw egg yolks? And I said, yeah, and he goes, no, shouldn't do that. So I just, they all got tossed out. That's the way it went.
I understand what you mean, though. You do feel guilty for a while, and egg whites are a very handy product. They do say, though, that smaller people have an advantage in building muscle. I don't quite understand it. I think it's something about the mechanics that your arm has less, or legs have less distance to move, so you can get more reps in or something.
Oh, well, no, actually, that's a, you're talking arm length, and I'm one of those smaller people that has exceptionally long limbs. So I'm at a disadvantage.
All right.
So what they mean is small people with short limbs, which is the norm, but I'm outside the norm. So I have long limbs and a short torso. So I'm anatomically incorrect, actually, for this whole sport. And that's why I keep saying if I can do this sport and do well at it and I am not natural in any way, then other women can as well because I just don't have any genetics for the sport. Really, I just don't. So they're talking the best power lifters and the best squatters and best bench pressers are the ones who have short limbs for sure.
So
But it's not reflective of height.
So you reckon then that really, genetically, you had it stacked against you to achieve, and yet you'd committed yourself to getting into the top three, and you did because you were the top one overall, which is remarkable and wonderful, and that was all part of your commitment. Now, you would think then that everything's going great, and you had some tough news to handle. Tell us a bit about that.
Yeah, well, I continued to train in my 30s, and then we decided we wanted to have a family, so I got pregnant at 35, so it was an older pregnancy. My son was born. We didn't know anything different other than he wasn't walking as fast as other kids, took him to the doctors. And at 5 years old, he was diagnosed with Duchenne muscular dystrophy. And muscular dystrophy is a muscle-wasting disease, and it was just a spontaneous mutation. We had none of it in either side of the families. And so he lost the ability to walk at 10 years old, and that would have been, it was 7 years ago. So he's been in a wheelchair ever since, and it is degenerative. And I always say, you know, it's ironic. I spend my whole life teaching women how to build muscle, and I give birth to a child with a muscle-wasting disease. So the irony wasn't lost on me, but what happened was, of course, you know, I was at the top of my game, and I was eating well and training well and had this beautiful family, and then my son was diagnosed with terminal illness, and it took me for a loop, and I went into a dark hole for about 8 years, actually. And I, my body totally broke down. It was my spirit. My spirit was totally broken.
Yes.
'Cause I had a hard time coming to terms with it. He was our only child. I had no sickness in our family. I had always been in control of my own health and my own, destiny. And suddenly I was totally out of control. I could not pray it away. I couldn't train it away. There was nothing I could do for him. And you had to watch this degeneration year after year. So, it was about trying to wrap my head around the idea of what does life mean now? What does normal mean now? And my body broke down. I wasn't able to walk around the block for years, let alone go to the gym and train. And I went through specialist after specialist. They were looking for everything. MS, ALS, cancer, chronic fatigue, fibromyalgia, which I think is what they finally gave me as a diagnosis. And
it sounds like maybe your phone's cut out there. Yes, it does. And that can happen when you're talking to somebody overseas there in Canada, in Vancouver Island. We're talking to Karen McCoy. We'll get her back on the line and we'll hear the rest of the story. And we'll also give you the chance of asking Karen a question as well, which you can email through john@6pr.com.au, john@6pr.com.au. Or if you like, you can text on 19 999 677, 19 999 677, and I'll share those with Karen coming up. And maybe we'll even let you have a word with her too if you'd like to get through on the telephone. 9 22 11 882. More coming up with our fitness friend Karen McCoy, and you can have a look at a website if you'd like to be following that as we chat, which is mccoyfitness.ca, or you can find her on the Facebook. If you go to my Facebook page, you'll find Karen McCoy. And more in a moment
on 6PR, this is Proof Overnight with John Lewis.
Yeah, good morning, 22 after 1. It's a beautiful early morning. We have our guest joining us from Canada, Vancouver Island, in fact, if you're looking on it on the internet and or having a look at a website, which is mccoyfitness.ca. We're talking to Karen McCoy, and we were halfway through a sentence before the line dropped out. Karen, welcome back.
Yes, thank you. Sorry about that.
Oh, these things do happen. But you're explaining a little bit about your journey there and how you found times, you had those dark days and you were rebuilding yourself.
Yeah, and so when my son was diagnosed, as I was saying, there was a lot of years of very poor health and just trying to come to terms with his illness, and he was needing more help, of course, as the years progressed. And there's no way I could train, but I slowly, after about 8 years, I went back into the gym, and it was a really tough go. But, you know, the same thing happened then as what happened when I first left home. The strength training, the weights kind of helped me reconnect with my power again and helped to ground me. And so I've always used weight training as a way to keep me strong and keep me grounded and keep me rooted in a lot of life's turmoils, and that certainly was a time when I had to go back to it because it helped me find my power again. It helped me get back into my body and into my inner self again, and this is what I teach women everywhere. This is why strength training is so much more than just building the perfect bicep. That's what it was for me when I started out, but then when I went through what I went through with my son, Tristan, it became so much more. So it also helped me to redefine health and wellness. What does it really mean? It's not about having the perfect body, because I have a child whose body is breaking down. So it is about spiritual health and emotional health and mental health. That was the part that was missing for me. So then I come back with the whole package, and this is what I'm able to teach women in my classes and my online training and through my writings and my lecturing about health and wellness is an inside job, but it really truly does mean body, mind, and spirit. And we hear that saying all the time.
Yes.
And a lot of people, I see it on websites, I see it in articles, but you don't really know it until you have to live it. And it truly is body, mind, and spirit. They all have to be healthy and whole. And it doesn't mean you have to be perfect, because as I say in my book, there are times when there's a holding pattern. Sometimes it's just enough just to hold, and you don't have to. You know, I used to beat myself up and say, well, how come I can't get my mind around this? How come I can't? And I had family and friends saying, okay, enough's enough, time to get on with life. But I wasn't finished grieving, and I had to continue to grieve and get that out of my body. And then when it was all empty, then the new stuff could come in. So this is kind of what I bring now to my training and my lecturing and my writing with women.
It would almost seem as simple to say, if you've got a strong, healthy body and you're eating healthy food, then you're better able to combat problems and issues. But really, it's more than that, isn't it? It's almost like that's almost second to place to the new philosophy and feeling you have.
Absolutely. And the body has the body is second fiddle, definitely. And that's what I learned, because I was a very strong-willed young girl, and I always say I was a meat and potatoes girl. What you see is what you get. There's a whole other world behind the veil. There's a whole other world that I just did not want to believe in. I don't believe in the sixth sense. I don't believe in intuition. I don't believe in coincidences. But I was sent on this whole journey, and I went through shamans and healing and chakras and remedies and all sorts of things. And I can't say that one thing pieced me back together, but what I can say is that there's a whole other world out there beyond flesh and blood, and that I incorporated back into my healing, and now it just makes for a whole life, a full life, and a full understanding. And like I say, I was at the top of my game. I was eating and training exceptionally well, and that didn't save me. So the spirit definitely needs to be tended to.
The power of the spirit. We're going to talk soon about the myth of aging women and strength training. I've got a couple of questions about training when you've got people in your household that are pretty much against it, or they just don't get it. And we've also got Jeff, who'd like to put a question through to you, who joins us now. Hello, Jeff, and thanks for calling through.
Hi, John. Hi. They call you The Real?
The Real McCoy. I think Karen's probably heard that.
Oh, you're giving away your age. That's definitely an older one. Yes, I'm The Real McCoy.
Easy. I'm just curious. I've lost a bit of weight recently. It was 110. Now I'm down to 80. Now, I just want to put some muscle on. And I just wondered, what would you recommend as far as high proteins or, you know, what would be the best way to get best results?
Yeah, definitely. You've got to eat bigger. And lean people, smaller people, actually think they eat enough, but they really don't. And they often don't have that hunger mechanism built in that the majority of people do. And that's what I've learned. You definitely have to eat at least 5 times a day, and that has to consist of about 25 grams of protein at a go. And for you, Jeff, I would say, because you're definitely on the leaner side, you need to keep your carbs up as well. And those carbs would have to be probably 150 grams of carbs a day. And I always say to people, get a calorie counter book and look and start learning what is 25 grams of protein. That's about a 4-ounce chicken breast or a steak. What is 30 grams? If you're needing 150 grams of carbs and you're eating 5 times, you're going to need 30 grams at each meal. You don't have to sit there and measure everything, because after a while you will get to eyeball, but you'll need potato, you'll need rice, you'll need pasta at every single meal. And it's a hard go to try to get your meals up to 5 meals, and I'm not talking 3 meals and 2 snacks. For you, I'm talking 5 meals, and you got to lift heavy. You got to lift heavy at least 5 days a week. And I wouldn't even look at isolation exercises. I would look at big movements, the squat, the deadlift, the bench press, the pull-ups. Those pull in more muscle groups, and they're multi-joint, and that's going to help with muscle building throughout the whole body. You just got to get things revved up. So eat big and train big.
Okay.
And I was making notes for you too, Jeff. 25 grams of protein.
Much, it's pretty much what I thought I'd had to do, but I just didn't. I didn't realize, and I have sort of been eating carbs and bits and pieces, but I didn't realize I'd have to go the 5 a day. But, you know, that's, yeah.
And there's only one way
and
that...
Honestly, I would just keep it to like one shake a day, because shakes are great, but a lot of people think they're magic, and if you're eating, you know, this whole thing, you see everybody in the gym carrying a shake around with them.
Yeah.
They're just a fill-in. They should not take the place of a meal.
No.
We use them off-season, but when it comes to heavy training, I'm very few shakes myself, only if I need it. But do not let a shake take the place of real food for you. You need the real food. And you can add in a shake after, because you're so lean, you don't have to worry about extra calories.
Yeah.
Or you can do a shake before you go to bed as well, and you can put it in with a bit of, you know, milk or whatever your flavoring is, even just, you know, spoon it into a bit of yogurt.
Uh-huh.
That would be worthwhile for you as you sleep as well. But you need to make sure you get protein in animal sources for sure.
Great. Thanks a lot.
Good on you, Jeff. You go for it. That sounds great, and good work too. To get the 5 meals in a day, though, Karen, I think the real task there is planning. You've really got to plan your day, because otherwise the next meal comes around too soon and you're not ready for it. So get started, get organized.
I always say to people, my best skill in this whole fitness game is being extremely organized. And you just learn how to do it. So once or twice a week, I do a big shop, and I get all my meat, and I freeze it, and then I buy fresh veggies and fruit every day. And I cook, you know, I'll cook 8 chicken breasts at a time, and I'll cook a whole bunch of yams or potatoes at a time as well, and it's always in the fridge. And then I've got containers, and if I'm out on the road, I'll fill up 2 or 3 containers with my food. Now, I do measure and weigh because I'm in competition, but honestly, you don't need to, like I said to Jeff, you can learn to eyeball just how much you need, and you need to take it with you, and then a protein shake is worthwhile when you're on the road and you need to grab something fast, for sure. I travel with protein powder in my van, and I've got a shaker cup, because you can always find water somewhere, and if I need to, if I'm in a pinch, I will scoop out protein into the cup and run in and grab water, and so it is about a different lifestyle. I always say lean people, fit people think a different way. We think a different way in our heads. I would never rely on eating out there. I always bring my stuff with me, because if you're relying on grabbing something on the go, you're not going to get the gains you want to see, and it's just going to take you back in your goals, because it's just not set up for people like us, people who live a fit, lean, healthy lifestyle. The world's not set up for it, so we got to start in our own kitchen.
Keeping it simple and real and honest. We've got some more emails and questions. Are you able to hold on for a little while here, Karen?
Oh, sure, yeah.
Very good. We've got some commercial commitments. Julianne sent through an email, and she says she's 51, overweight, feeling weak and tired, and she's got more to share in her story. She says she's been diagnosed with breast cancer 5 years ago, and as a result of surgery, she's got lymphedema and doesn't have full use of her right arm. There's more to this email. She would certainly love to get your help. That's Julianne. We'll hear Karen's response to that very powerful email in just a moment.
Electricity prices are not going backwards, so 6PR and Kalamunda Toyota want to take the shock out of your power bill with a power rebate. From Monday, we'll start offering $250 rebates for your power bill 5 times every weekday. It's simple to enter. Just send us the amount of your latest power bill via 6pr.com.au. Then listen throughout the day. And if we call out your name, call us. And the $250 rebate is yours. The power rebate for Kalamunda Toyota. Satisfaction at Perth's highest level. An 882 6PR.
Is getting to sleep faster or staying asleep longer something you only dream about? Caruso's Natural Health has developed a new herbal sleeping pill called Total Sleep for people wanting to fall asleep faster and stay asleep longer. Caruso's Total Sleep is also for people wanting to get a deeper, sounder sleep and then wake up feeling refreshed. Plus, Caruso's Total Sleep comes with our amazing 100% money-back guarantee. Available from leading health stores and pharmacies. Always read the label. Use only as directed. If symptoms persist, see your healthcare professional.
When the big stories break.
This is the reality on the streets
of fighting
Boston.
Of finding any more survivors.
Right now we're deep inside.
The community on red alert.
Everywhere we look, we've seen
when
damage.
We get the news, you get the news. See it first on Nine News.
My wife and I use James Home Services all the time. For cleaning, car detailing, lawn mowing, you name it. So when I had the opportunity to start my own franchise, I knew it was a great career move. Now I have my own business with one-on-one coaching. And I'm earning up to $2,000 a week doing what I love.
With over 400 successful franchises throughout Australia, James Home Services is now coming to WA. For franchise opportunities, go to jameshomeservices.com.au.
There's something more than just doing business that makes a business shine. Parkwood Plumbing Centre knows that. They'll take you through the process of choosing your new bathroom, kitchen and laundry needs by showing you every option, so that your new home or renovation will be more special than ever. Parkwood Plumbing Centre are skilled at helping you choose the best products to fit your budget and needs. Parkwood Plumbing Centre has something in their service and advice that sets them apart from the rest. Visit their new look showroom at 168 Bannister Road, Canning Vale.
Fantastic drive-away prices and a brilliant factory bonus? At Hyundai's Double Up event, you can get both. Across selected models this end of financial year, Hyundai are offering both brilliant driveway deals and a fantastic $1,000 factory bonus. Two offers are better than one at Hyundai. What's more, all vehicles come back with a 5-year warranty and iCare customer support. But hurry into Hyundai before June 30th or both these offers will run out.
At that little Mexican place, we pride ourselves on serving the same delicious and traditional Mexican food you will expect to find in the finest restaurants of Mexico. Like our delicious lamb shanks cooked barbacoa style, our tacos de carnitas, finely shredded pork tacos served crispy on soft corn tortillas. That little Mexican place where we cook not only with the hands, but with the heart. Big Park, South Frio or Norbert. Book online at thatlittlemexicanplace.com.au.
On 6PR, this is Perth Overnight with John Lewis.
Hey, good morning. 24 minutes to 2. It's an early morning, isn't it? And a busy one. A lot of calls and a lot of people interested in the comments from our guest, Karen McCoy. And she loves health and fitness. More so, she loves making sure other people understand the power that it gives you, because it's not just about having a strong body or a shapely body. It's about more than that. And often we hear the sum of the individual parts is more powerful than those individual parts. And I think that's what we're learning with Karen. And Karen, welcome back. We heard earlier the email from Julianne, and what a powerful email. She says, "Hi, John and Karen. I'm 51. I'm overweight, feeling weak and tired." And you think, all right. And then she goes on to say, "I was diagnosed with breast cancer 5 years ago. As a result of surgery, I have lymphedema. I don't have full use of my right arm. Would really like to get strong and get my power back. I'd love to do some strength training. What would you recommend for me to get started? Regards, Julianne."
Yeah, wow, gosh, Julianne, what a powerful email. Thank you for sending that in. You know, what I can say is this. Your body is a reflection of your inner state as well. They're not divided. They're not divorced from each other. So there's a lot of stuff going on emotionally and spiritually for you as well. And that has, in my view, this is just my view, that has set up your DNA for other things to come into your body. And so I would like to see you do both things. I would like to see you tend to the emotional and the spiritual, as well as getting you onto a program. Now, if you're limited in your right side from the surgery, what you can do is you can start a walking program, you can start a movement program, you can also do strength training, and you can just tend to your one side and see how you feel with that. Now, a lot of times in the real world, we say don't train one side without the other, but that's for a different purpose. For you, I would say, and you've heard some of my story, that training with weights is one way to get back into our power, because the world has a way of ripping our power away from us, and we sometimes also give it over. We give our power up. So whatever's gone on in your world, I also want you to look inside. I want you to look at where you're losing power, where you've allowed for yourself to come second place, and start connecting into that as well. When you start eating well, when you start moving your body, go to a gym, tell them what's going on, tell them your limitations, and make a commitment to be consistent with it. When you start getting that foundation in place, you're going to start feeling the strength returning to your other areas as well, spiritually, mentally, and emotionally, and it's going to start to clear for you. But you must get quality food in your body, no toxins. So make sure it's clean food. Make sure it's organic food. You cannot have the sugars. Get the sugars out. Sugars are an addiction anyways, and they're usually taking the place of something else you don't want to face, or something else that's come in that weakens you. So it also is, sugar feeds cancer cells, which science has shown for many, many years. So we need to get the sugars out as well. We need to get the toxins out. We need to get you moving, and we need to get you back into your power physically, and that's going to manifest into you spiritually and emotionally as well. In my book, One Rep at a Time, it is available on Amazon.com, Amazon.ca. There's a free program in there, and I sell the program on my site for $99, but it's free in my book, and it's a gift to women, and it comes with videos, workout cards, eating plan, how to get into your spiritual and emotional health as well. So that's a good place for you to start as well. You can do it at home. You can start it at home and or do it at a gym, but it's all in there, and my email's in there too. So that's a gift to you as well, and it may be something that you can connect into. It talks about my journey, as you know, going through all the stuff and losing my health as well. this is every woman's story. And every woman's story, we all have a different story that has the same common denominator. Mm. And I want you to get back into that inner part of you that knows that you're worth it and you deserve it. So and please email me. I'm at Kay McCoy or Karen at McCoyFitness.ca. And email me with any other questions for sure.
I'll make sure you get that email, Julianne, as well, if you happen to have missed it. You're talking about how for women, how to help women. Of course, so much of what you say is helping us men. I'm learning and I'm writing it all down too, Karen. I don't want to miss any of it. We've got a couple of quick things to mention before we run out of time. There is a myth about aging women and strength training that you wanted to share with us this morning.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of them. You know, I started in this game when I was 21 years old, and I started competing in my 30s, and I'm now 52, and I went back into competition last year. And, you know, all the myths out there, just, you know, you have to get achy and sore as you age. It's natural to get the, you know, the mid-body expansion where you get fat around the abdomen. You can't gain muscle as you age. Osteoporosis, if it's in your family, you're likely going to get it. Those are all incorrect. Those are all specific things that I have found in my life, and I just kind of never bought into the myths. I you know, it's kind of like, okay, I know they're there. My mother has terrible osteo, and my bones are stronger than they ever have been, and that's the beauty of weight training and proper nutrition, because those bones need to be fed as well. So it is about busting through the myths of aging. And, you know, like I was saying to you earlier, strength training is one of those things where women, or anybody, but, of course, my population is mostly women over 35, you can get better with age. And the reason for that is because as you maintain muscle, because if you don't keep it on, it naturally falls off. That's the other thing that women don't realize. Walking isn't enough. Hiking isn't enough. Muscle is very area specific. So you have to keep muscle on certain areas by hitting that area specifically. And after the age of 35, the universe says, oh, well, your hormones are shifting. You're not going to be having babies anymore. We're just going to drop this lovely, shapely, sexy muscle off your body because you don't really need it. And that's why we have to continue to train with strength. With strength training to specifically hit those muscles to keep the muscle on the body. And the muscle is our metabolism. That's one thing I want women to keep in mind. The mantra, your metabolism is in your muscles. So when your muscle goes, so too does your metabolism. So I'll have women at 40 or 50 coming to me and saying, well, my metabolism just shut off, or it changed, or, you know, I've got hormone shifting. Well, no, it's because you didn't continually maintain strength training to keep the muscle on for the last 20 years. So we get back into it, and absolutely you can get your metabolism up, you can get your shape back, you can get your tone back, and you can make serious improvements after the age of 40 and even after the age of 50. I competed on the weekend, and I gained an extra 4 pounds of muscle from just 6 months ago through eating my protein, eating my carbohydrates, and getting in the gym and training 5 days a week heavy. And I, like I say, I'm a small woman. I am not genetically gifted. So imagine if there was a woman with more genetic gifts than me. The results would be amazing. So the myths, we buy into them. Mm. I've never bought into anything. I always say to people, you know, trust no one. Find out for yourself.
Trust
no one. Yeah, you know, I always say turn off the internet and turn away from family and friends, because that's where most people get their training and nutrition info from, and it's just they're not experts. Mm. It's just
While we're on that, Karen, yeah. This is my question that I've been keen to ask you. How do you exercise and train and eat smart, eat healthy, have the 25 grams of protein and 30 grams of carbohydrates, for example, that you suggested to Jeff, if you're in a family relationship where the other people in the house just don't get it? So they'll say, well, before we go to bed, let's have a big pasta bake up, or they'll say, yeah, for breakfast, let's just have some cereal and sugar. They just don't get how important the food is.
Yeah, you let them go. You know, this is what I've learned in my journey. What I say to my clients is, don't preach to anyone. It's not your job. It's not your job to help to tell other people how to eat and how to live and how to train. It's kind of like a reformed smoker. Nobody wants to be around a reformed smoker because true. They're always telling you, right? And so what I say is, don't we have enough work just to try to get ourselves healthy and whole? So our whole job is to make ourselves healthy and whole and bring that out into the world. And I always say we have to live by example. And it's really hard with loved ones because we want them to enjoy the energy and vitality and happiness that we found with training and proper eating. But all you can do is just lead by example. And so you put the food out there, and if they choose to go for that bag of chips, let them. Because it's kind of like me coming to you and saying, oh, John, I just read this, the best book in the world that's going to change your life. And I give it to you. Are you going to read it? No, you're not. Because what I'm saying to you is, I'm living the right way, you're not, and you need my help. And people will resist.
Yes,
so
even
let
if
them
it's
go.
Correct.
And what's going to happen is they're going to see your energy. They're going to see your vitality. They're going to see your shifting. They're going to go, wow, I want a piece of that. Hey, John, what are you doing? Mm. Or they're going to see what you're doing and go, okay, I think I can adopt some of that because nobody's pushing it on me. So what I say is, you learn to eat the way you eat, and don't exclude yourself. Sit at the table with people. You know, when my husband and my son want pasta, I'm not a big pasta fan because for my small frame, if I eat pasta, I gain a lot of weight. I love pasta, but that's a compromise I'm willing to give up because I have other goals. So what I do is I have a big bed of lettuce, and then I'll throw a little cup of pasta and lots of sauce on top because the sauce has the meat and all the protein in it. So I'm sitting with my family having my version of a pasta dinner, and everybody's happy. They don't bug me. I don't bug them. And every once in a while, they'll say, yeah, I'll have some salad too. And I truly think that that's our role, that's our responsibility, and that's the best way to maneuver through. Do your own thing, but don't be exclusionary. Mm. Still be part of the process, and don't push your stuff on anybody.
How about if it's the other way around? How about if they make the meal? And now you're having to say, well, I won't eat that, I won't eat that, I won't eat that. It seems a bit negative.
And what you do is you always have chicken breasts. Yeah, you have chicken breasts or whole eggs in the fridge, and you cut that up and you put it on top, right?
I'll just have a little bit, and then you go for your chicken breast.
Yeah.
Love it. Simple.
Yeah, exactly. Just, you know, if it's a creamy Alfredo, who can deny that, right? Then you even I can't resist that. Then you go grab your chicken breast because you need your protein. Protein is the anchor for
yes.
every single meal. Make protein the anchor. And you just have a little bit, and then you can have a huge salad on the side with all your cut veggies, and you're saying, wow, this is really great. And you've enhanced it your way. And that's okay. And they have to be okay with it. And if they're not okay with that, then that's really kind of their, you know, I mean, they can make something for you, but they can't tell you how to eat. So we all have to kind of have a bit of give and take here.
I love it. Karen McCoy, you've given us such wonderful information and wonderful inspiration, which I think is the best part. The idea that we're not just talking about building a body. It's more about building a would it be so far? Would I be going so far if I said it's almost like building a soul, isn't it? You redefine who you are, and then all of this else is part of the process. But it's not, like you say, it's second fiddle. The most important part is you and who you are in your head and your heart.
Absolutely. You know, and I call it living from the inside out.
Mm.
And that's truly what it is. And it's not seeing them as separate, but recognizing, whether you believe it or not, there are other universal powers at play, and your job is to find your inner spark and bring that forward into the world, and that spark is supposed to help other people as well. So, like I say, it's like gravity, whether you believe in it or not. If you jump from a building, you're going to fall. So we best use these universal powers and recognize we're all here for a reason, and being healthy and whole, not perfect, but always striving for excellence and being whole is what we're supposed to be, and we bring that out into the world, and that is how we teach others. We don't preach, we teach, we lead, we inspire, and honestly, it goes right back to being in the gym. That's how it all started with me, with lifting my weights and feeling that power within going, okay, I like this. There's a lot more to it than just lifting for 10 reps. And it connected me back into my power. So whenever I feel lost, I'm
yes.
always in the gym. You
yes.
know, people say, well, how can you do that? You just got bad news, or, you know, you just lost
yes.
a job or whatever. That's where I reconnect with myself. Mm. And we all have to have that place. And for women, I think it's ultimately important, because find it in your body and it's going to transpire into other areas of your life. Mm.
And it doesn't hurt that clothes look good on you as well.
Yeah, that doesn't hurt either.
It doesn't hurt. Yes, Karen
McCoy. It definitely
helps. It's a delight talking to you. Thank you for your inspiration, your great ideas. Now, to find you, it's very easy. You can go to your website, which is mccoyfitness.ca. We can also find you on the Facebook as well. Very easy if we type in Karen McCoy. We'll find you there. Or if you go to my Facebook page, you'll see the link there for Karen. And we'll also find your email, karen@mccoyfitness.ca. But just simply remember Karen McCoy, and you will find her. And I think we might have to have a chat with you again, Karen. We can't
let our new friend go. It was a pleasure. It was a pleasure. I just I love doing these, and I really appreciate you getting in touch with me, and thank you so much.
Anytime at all. We appreciate your time. And your book, One Rep at a Time, by Karen McCoy, our guest this morning here at 6PR, joining us from Canada, Vancouver Island. Maybe you've got a story that you'd like to share about how you managed to change your life.
On 6PR, this is Perth Overnight with John Lewis.
How do you do? Thanks for your company. 4 minutes to two. What a delight talking to Karen. You know, I've got to tell you, I only intended to have a short chat with Karen McCoy. I thought we'll talk a bit about health and fitness, we'll learn a few little healthy tips, and that will be great because it's always good to learn. I didn't think that she was going to be provide such inspiration and a new way of looking at life. It's not just simply about building a fit, healthy body. There's more to that. That's the second reason. The first reason is knowing who you are and why you're doing these things and the fact that you want to be grounded. And in this day and age, I think it's so easy to become ungrounded, if you know what I mean, to float and be easygoing and move from here to there because nothing is fixed. Not like the old days, things were fixed. These days, everything's flexible. Yeah, you can have a bit of that, but you don't have to have all of that. And yeah, you can order some of this, but not that. Everything's movable and fine-changing, but you don't know where you are anymore. And I think the same for human beings. We don't have any defined rules. In the old days, a man did that and a woman did that. And even though what jobs were given to one and the other weren't always well thought out, I do think there was the advantage that when you had trouble, you knew where you were. Now it's all a bit too loose. So you need to actually find out what it is that you want to do and define that in your own mind and heart and spirit and move in the correct direction once you know where you're at. You think about how many things are easygoing and flexible, even just with the simplicities of life. I'll meet you in the city, all right. Whereabouts? Oh, I'll text you or I'll call you on the mobile when I'm there, because it's all just easygoing. Everybody's doesn't really want to commit to any particular idea or thought, and I find it fascinating when we're chatting to Karen about how commitment was really what it was all about. You make this decision, you make this commitment. She made the commitment that she was going to achieve this goal, and then she made other commitments and continued on. Really interesting. Now, if you like Karen's email, why don't you just email me? And then I'll send it to you because my email's going to be easy for you to remember. You already know it. john@6pr.com.au. john@6pr.com.au. And I'll also send you her website information as well. Interesting, isn't it? Fascinating. And I reckon I could be inspired. I think I want to go do it. I've often thought I'd like to do the six-pack again. But the only downside is I don't actually want to have a six-pack because... even though my stomach was flat and six-packed, my face looked a bit like a skeleton, a skull, and I didn't much like that. So I'd like to have some fat on me so my face vainly looks quite nice. So when I look in the mirror, I don't get scared. I feel quite happy. So I need a goal. So I reckon I'm going to be in contact with Karen and see if she can help me out with a goal. What about you? Have you had any life changes that have improved your life? You sat down and said, I want something different, and you got it?